Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrested a petroleum man after investigating a shooting incident that sent a 24-year-old woman to the hospital for treatment of a life-threatening gunshot wound. When deputies reached the scene in Petrolia on Friday night, they found Petrolia Fire and Rescue personnel performing life-saving efforts on the woman who had been shot. The victim was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment and remains in serious condition. Deputies arrested 24-year-old Brian Christensen, and he was booked into county jail for attempted murder and willful infliction of corporal injury. His bail has been set at $500,000. The investigation into the events that led to the shooting is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The County Critical Incident Response Team has been called in to investigate the death of a man who died at St. Joseph's Hospital after being arrested by Eureka Police on Saturday afternoon. Eureka Police responded to a call that a man was rolling around on the ground and appeared to be in distress in an area around Spring and Vance Streets. When officers contacted the man, he told them he had ingested a large amount of methamphetamine. He was arrested for public intoxication and taken to St. Joseph's for a medical checkup before being booked into county jail. While at St. Joe's, the man suffered a medical emergency, and after an hour of treatment, he was pronounced dead. The identity of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. And since he was in police custody when he died, the Critical Incident Response Team will conduct the investigation into the cause of his death. Governor Jerry Brown is expected to sign the new minimum wage bill into law today. Ken Morgan has some details about how that could affect the agricultural sector and food prices.
UC Davis economist Phil Martin says consumers would only see a minimal increase in food prices as a result, amounting to about $20 a year. Martin says while that's comforting to consumers, the reality of economics requires that the extra pay for farm workers come from somewhere. If the state's farm workers receive significant wage increases but the consumers won't be paying more for produce, that puts a squeeze on the farmer. The result could be putting farmers out of business, especially when commodity prices cycle downward.
Thank you, Ken. State lawmakers in Sacramento want to exempt feminine hygiene products from state and local sales taxes, and the sponsors of a bill to do just that will hold a press conference at the state capitol today. Assembly members Ling Ling Chang and Christina Garcia have authored AB 1561, a repeal of the tax on products they describe as necessities for women and which should be treated like medications and other health care products as well as foodstuffs as exempt from sales taxes. The bill to repeal the tampon tax heads to committee today, where it's expected to be approved and then moved to the assembly floor for a vote. The city of Eureka has issued requests for proposal regarding the removal and relocation of people currently camping in the Palco Marsh, and a pre-proposal meeting will be held tomorrow at 2 p.m. in room 207 at City Hall. Individuals or organizations interested in submitting proposals but who can't attend the meeting are encouraged to email City Manager Greg Sparks. The meeting will allow city staff to answer questions and provide additional information about the proposals and the submitting process. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council voted 2 weeks ago to approve a property maintenance plan, and that has led to the announcement from city management that those currently camping in the Palco Marsh area have until May 2nd to vacate the premises. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks said on Talk Shop on Friday that the time, money, and effort the city has spent on cleanup efforts at campsites is another reason, and now that construction work is scheduled, the city wants the homeless to move.
That's what was specifically addressed, because that's we've got a trail that's going trail construction. It's going to be running from Truesdale to Foot of Del Norte. That's the Phase A of the waterfront trail, connects to the Hikshari Trail. Looking for that to be under construction about mid-May. And part of that construction project is taking down the old industrial stuff from the mill operation.
Supporters of the city's strategy call those living in the marsh squatters, and Parks said we're not simply talking about camping equipment, but building materials and nearly 200 people and dozens of animals.
Tarps, tires, cement blocks, not just simply pitching a tent back there. And so we've tried to start bringing the size of those encampments down, dealing with that. But quite, we still have about, up until the last couple of weeks, about 180 people living in there. 69 dogs, 2 goats, 4 chickens.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.